Southwark News, Thursday, February 20th, 2014. Damp caused grandchild to get ill. Grandmother threatens to withhold rent. A grandmother has threatened to withhold her rent after her 15-month-old granddaughter became ill, staying in their damp-ridden flat. Black mould in the carpets, up the walls, in the wardrobe, and even on a pair of hair straighteners left Lizzie and Robert Pawsey fuming after their granddaughter got numerous chest infections. "We had to get them out of there," said Leslie, who helped her asthmatic daughter, Kelly, move out with Ruby at the weekend. Robert, 58, was a caretaker on the Haygate, where the couple lived until they were moved as part of the regeneration to a new build in Wansey Street just 8 years ago. "We were so pleased when we got this flat, but now I hate it," said Leslie, who says black mould is all over their spare room where Kelly and Ruby were sleeping. "It's everywhere," said Leslie, 59. "It was in her bed, in her clothes, in spreading across the carpet." Damp and mould can cause breathing problems, infections or asthma, and is more harmful to babies and elderly people. A letter from Ruby's GP in April last year confirmed that living in her grandparents' flat could have been making her ill. Dr. Bannerman of Manor Place Surgery wrote, "I am aware she is currently living in accommodation that is very damp, and this may be the cause of Ruby's cough." "We've had terrible colds," added Leslie, "and my poor husband is on antibiotics now for a chronic sinus infection." Leslie says she was told by Southern Housing that they would take her to court if she did not pay her rent. Duncan Howard, Southern Regional Director, said they are looking into the problem. He said, "We have attempted to resolve this problem in the past, but we recognise that our efforts to date have not produced a satisfactory remedy." Southern has instructed a specialist to survey the whole block and are now deciding how best to tackle the problem. "We plan to update residents about our progress by the end of the month," added Mr. Howard.